Hey man, I can't really think of a way of applying those splits across multiple tracks retroactively that would be any quicker than just doing it manually in that scenario. But in future, if you're doing splits and you want those splits in exactly the same place with multiple items, as long as those items are aligned vertically, then you should be able to use group items to get it done pretty quickly. It's kind of easier to demonstrate than it is to explain in words. So I'm just gonna walk through it, and I'll go pretty slowly and tell you what I'm doing at the same time. So I'm in Reaper, and I've created a scenario that's pretty similar to what you described with one difference. I've got four tracks in this project, and they've each got one item on that's 6 minutes long. I've created a couple of additional tracks because I want to show you something that's powerful about grouping items. So,
Button.
oop, yep, that's locked. Okay, so I'm going to go to my first track.
One item.
So, track one, one item. I'm going to do control left to select that item. And then I'm going to do shift space to turn on non-contiguous selection, which is the mode that we use to select stuff across multiple tracks. So
Non-continuous selection.
shift space turns that on. Now, the whole time you're navigating in non-contiguous selection mode, you need to keep shift key held down because that's how Asara knows that you're still trying to use non-contiguous selection mode. So to move to the next track, instead of just doing down arrow, I'm going to do shift down arrow.
Two unselected, one item.
That tells me that track two is unselected and it has one item on it. Still with my shift key held down, I'm going to do control shift left arrow to move to that item on this track.
One unselected.
And it tells me item one and it's unselected. So now I'm going to do shift space again to add it to selection.
Selected.
Okay, so now I'm going to do shift down arrow again to move to track three.
Three unselected, one item.
But because of what I want to show you later on, that's kind of powerful. I'm not going to select the track on this item. I'm not going to include this one in the group. So shift down arrow again to move to track four.
Four unselected, one item.
And control shift left arrow to select to move to the item on this track,
One unselected.
which at the moment is unselected. So shift space to add that to selection.
Selected.
So now we've got three items selected and one item on track three, which is unselected, right? We can verify that by doing control shift space, which you probably wouldn't want to do once you get confident with this stuff, but I'll just demonstrate.
1.1, 2.1, 4.1.
Okay, so 1.1, the item on the first track, 2.1, the first item on the second track, and 4.1, the first item on the fourth track. So here's where it gets cool. We do control G to add all of the selected items to a group. What's not cool is Asara doesn't tell you that that's happened, so I need to open a feature request and get that to happen. If you come back to an item that you know you've got grouped, but you can't remember how many items are in that group, one way you can check is to do Shift G, which selects all of the items in a group. So we could select any one of these items, let's say the one on track four.
Four, one.
And then we do Shift G,
Three items selected.
and it reselects all of the other items that are grouped with it and tells us how many items are in the group. So now let's do the splits. So at the moment, I'm
Zero mid 0.000 sec.
at the beginning of the project. So I'm going to use the jump dialog, Control J.
Jump the time zone.
I'm going to type in 1 colon to jump to 1 minute.
Select. Unsaved.
And then Control Shift J twice will tell me
One mid 0.000 sec.
that I'm at 1 minute. So remember, I've only currently got one of these items selected. I've stopped using non-contiguous mode and all that kind of stuff. But when I make a split on one of these items,
Three items added.
it actually adds three of them because they're grouped. And it doesn't matter which track you do this on, as long as it contains an item that's in the group. So there's one of our splits. I'm going to use the jump dialog to
Selection
jump
removed.
forward 2 more minutes by typing in
Two.
+2:.
Unsaved.
So that would put us at
Three mid 0.
3 minutes and do another split.
Three items added.
And three more items have added with that single split because the items are still grouped. And so that's recreated your setup, right? We've now got On track one,
three items.
we've now got three items. The first one
Three, one power.
starts at
Plus 0, min 0.006.
the beginning of the project. The next split
Two power.
is at
One min 0.00.
1 minute, and the last split
Three power.
is
Power three min 0.006.
at 3 minutes, and that last item is 3 minutes long. If we move to the end of it,
Power one.
then Asara will tell us
Power six min 0.006.
6 minutes total, right? Here's the cool thing that I wanted to show you. So on track one,
One three items.
we've got three items. On track two,
Two three items.
we've got three items, and all of those splits line up. On track four,
Four three items.
we've also got three items, and all of those splits line up. But on track three,
Three one item.
one item. It's kind of cool, isn't it? So Reaper can cut around tracks that contain items that you don't want to be included in the group. And that should do it, I think. It's been a while since I walked through this kind of stuff, so if anything wasn't clear, give me a shout.
Button.